Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on the virtues of poverty, the virtues of abstinence, and choosing a life that one employs which he is disinclined from the world and the dunya. So the hadith we did last, and Usam ibn Zayd radiallahu anhuma anin Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, قُمْتُ عَلَى بَابِ الْجَنَّةِ فَكَانَ عَامَةُ مَنْ دَخَلَهَا الْمَسَاكِينَ وأصحاب الجد محبوسون غير أن أصحاب النار قد أمر بهم إلى النار متفق عليه. حضرت أسامة بن زيد رضي الله عنهما, he mentions from رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, نبي عليه الصلاة والسلام mentions that قمت على باب الجنة, I stood at the door of Jannah, and I noticed that the majority of the people that are entering Jannah are the destitute. In other words, we explained that those people in this world, as far as the dunya was concerned, they were deprived. So a person being deprived in this dunya doesn't necessarily mean that it's a bad thing. Because here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explaining that most of the people, the general people that were entering were the poor. And we explain also, provided that these poor people lived a righteous life, number one. And number two is they were happy with their condition. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala favors them like this by entering them 500 years before the wealthy people. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went on further to say, وَأَصْحَابُ الْجَدِّ مَحْبُوسُونَ. The wealthy people had been held back. And the thing that was holding them back was the fact that they had to account for much more. They had to give much more stock take, they had to take much more reckoning because of the wealth and the assets that they had. So sometimes a person thinks that naturally by having more is better. But the more a person has, the more he'll have to account for on the day of Qiyamah. And the less a person has, the less he will have to account for before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore the desire to continuously increase and increase and increase is not something that should be there for a believer, because the more he wants to increase, the more he must realize that the more hisab kitab I will have to give in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is the qanun, one is the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and one is the fazl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are hadiths speaking generally about the qanun, the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Pak's fazl on that day, if he wishes, he can put anybody into Jannah without any reckoning. May Allah Pak make us from amongst those people. غير أن أصحاب النار قد أمر بهم إلى النار. The Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام is explaining to what extent they will be held back, that the destitute will be already gone into Jannah, the people of Jahannam, the command will be for them already to go into Jahannam, still then these wealthy people will be held back. In other words, showing the duration, how long they will be held back. The people of Jahannam already gone into Jahannam, the poorer class people, most of them that went were already gone into Jannah. The wealthy are being held back to show that this is not some small wait. Like sometimes we're going for Hajj, we're going for Umrah, a person has to wait in the queue, they get so irritated that why we have to wait so long. Can you imagine on the day of Qiyamah when the excitement and the thirst to enter Jannah is there, but the person is being held back and he has to wait. So this is not something that is exciting, but it's something that is stressful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it such that we are from the awwaleen, inshallah. Today's hadith of Nabi Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال أصدق كلمة قالها شاعر كلمة لبيد على كل شيء ما خلى الله باطل متفق عليه. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu mentions that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said that the most truthful speech that a poet has mentioned was the speech of Labid. Labid ibn Rabi'a al-Amiri, he was a person who was a poet before Islam. And he came from the tribe of Najd to Madinatul Munawwara, and he accepted Islam on his tribe, and he lived till approximately the age of 140. Some narrations say that he lived up to 157 years. I mean, such a long life Allah Pak had given him. And he was a very good poet. But when he had accepted Islam, then he stopped all his poetry. Immediately he stopped all his poetry, and he said, Quran is sufficient for me. In other words, the magical eloquence of Quran and the brilliance of Quran was such that this is enough for me, for even a poet of that time to say that I don't need poetry anymore, Quran is enough for me. Can you imagine what was the brilliance of Quran at that time? Up till now Quran has got its brilliance, but we don't appreciate it. They were poets and they were appreciating the beauty of Quran. He said, I don't need anything else, now I've got Quran. So anyway, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is quoting his words, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that the most truthful words said by any poet was the words of Labid. Ala kullu shay'in ma khala Allah batilu. Everything besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everything besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in other words, is non-existent. Non-existent here, or loosely translated as baseless, fruitless. What it means that anything besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and those things that are taba'an, related to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those things that take a person to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everything besides that is like a dream. Today you ask a person who's in his 60s or 70s, how quick the youth went, the young days went, how quickly the 20s went, the 30s went, the person can still remember himself going to high school, he can remember the day he got married, he can remember the day he had his first child, but now everything just seemed like a dream. That Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah Ali would say, he said that what have we got forward, what have we got to look forward to? Oh, pehli raat ho chuka hai, that first night also, that excitement, that is also gone. Now we've gone old. The only thing we got to look forward to now is Jannah. So here this hadith is saying, Rasulullah SAW mentioned, that everything is like a dream. And he would say this poem, everything is like a dream, tying up with the words of the Quran, kullu man alayha fan, that everything in this world is perishable. Everything will perish one day. Besides Allah, وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. Two explanations. One is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that will remain forever. And the other thing is, those a'mal and actions that were done for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will cause that to exist. So this is what he's saying. Everything else is like a dream. Therefore, Hazrat Munshi Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, many people, older people remember him from Inanda. He will say these words that these couplets that match up with these words of Labid, very close, that Allahu bas baqi hawas, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is everything. Everything besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a dream. In other words, whatever you're seeing is just the manifestation of the reflection of the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but the real existence is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So everything else a person looks will be like a dream, and everything is a dream. A person can remember the holidays he went for, the overseas trips, you ask him where it is, show it to me. It's all in the memory now. It's all just a dream. So this whole dunya, when the person's eyes close, it will be just like a dream. And a person will think that, why didn't I spend more time in the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Why didn't I spend more things in those things that are not a dream, those things that are fully existent, those a'mal of mine that will remain? Why didn't I spend more time in that? I wasted times in everything that will perish. So therefore these beautiful words and of this poet, Labid mentioned, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned this, the reason of Nabi alayhi salam mentioning is the haqiqat of it, the reality. When a person reaches a certain level of marifat, he only sees Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything he sees Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just on a lighter note to finish off, there was one person, a buzurg, pious person, very high level of marifat. So he would say, everything I see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in reality, the pious people, everything they see. For example, we read Fajr Salat now, we heard the Qirat. In the Qirat also, they appreciate the beauty of Allah. These are the words of Allah, which is the beauty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They see the raindrops falling, they see the beauty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They see the sunrise coming, they see the beauty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So everything, they just appreciate the beauty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this pious person, he was saying that everything I see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, when you always get a pious person, and you always get somebody that will try and contradict him, this is the normal system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ja'alna li kulli nabiyyin aduwa. For every nabi, Allah Pak had created some enemy. Some enemy. For Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, there was Fir'aun. For Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, there was a contradict. So anyway, this pious person was saying that everything I see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one person was trying to mock him. He says, what if you see an ass? What if you see a donkey? In other words, an ass is something that is looked down upon. In other words, he was trying to mock him to say that even in this you're trying to say you see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So then this person, the buzurg, replied very nicely. He said, when I see an ass, then I see you. Why? Because the person, he can't see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then what is he? Nothing like an ass. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all tawfiq. Today is the day of Friday, as we know, Jumu'ah. We should try and come early for Jumu'ah Salah. We should increase salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and try and complete our Surah Kahf. سبحان الله بحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.